You can hear her breathing in the photograph. What causes a person, say in a family, to feel he or she is different from the other members, separate, an extra bit of jigsaw puzzle with unreliable hump, listing to one side of the table after the entire cardboard picture lies perfect and flat? Who finally complies and merges at every point with the agreed-upon shape of a human torso or preferred community type? Is arrival focused by admirable intention or by an off-camera genetic predictor trapped just at the periphery of departure? Perhaps it is more like the snapping back of a stretched rubber band to its inherent oval design. Even now, I see my current favorite, wide, flat, and intensely violet in color, resisting an equal force designed to hold three stems of broccoli in place, pulling away from them and then returning to its familiar elastic function, closing in around them. And what of disruption, departure, even from something that lodges so functionally within one's grasp? For instance, these opening lines led by grammar and punctuation into the promise of coherence. Now I must turn my back on them. Is it the turning away that marks me? Is everyone else in my family looking inward to a center? Or are they also turning their gaze sideways? Do they see the gray animal shadow whizzing along the floorboards? Do they hear the parquet geometry of the wooden floor expanding, as if giving up an hour of footsteps randomly, wandering backwards, forwards? Daphne is rushing into leaves. Her mouth is stretching sideways into the opposite of an expanded, purposeful plan. Bernini's chisel lingers inside Apollo's right foot. He's finally coaxed the marble of the left leg into a sprint, showing veins breaking through. But Daphne's traveling ahead of herself. Why must the photograph of the two of them come out of its envelope every year and be pinned to the wallpaper? A still believes D is the girl he thought she was and continues describing her to herself, even as tree bark is creeping between her thighs and pushing from roots that lift her body higher with the force of minute-by-minute growth. They are two perfect bodies, entirely hard white marble, caught in absolute dark. Bernini found the immense hunk of marble brought down with ropes to the masonry yard near Pietra Santa. A wealthy man paid for the purchase of it, as in gaining on a dream that left nothing in him but a mute feeling around for something lost, another gamble of horses or dogs contested and persuaded into predatory sport. Bernini works in marble without knowing what it may deliver. He's in love with the slow revelation of the chase. Apollo's concentration, Daphne's uneasiness. She's disappearing. He knows that much. Apollo's claim of certainty should be gaining on her, shouldn't it? You can hear her breathing in the photograph as it's unpinned from the wall and put away in a box, exposing the anatomy of imagined capture, even when you're not looking at it. The museum photographer, noting the villa's high windows, lights the bodies to catch the dramatic hollow of its ribs and male trunk, but it is Daphne's eyes, sliding with the immense pull of gravity, that stop you. You have been taken by the hand and led to this. Bernini has entered them. The photographer is talking to himself and shifts the armature of high wattage lighting. Apollo almost has her, he thinks. You can tell by his floating, unclenched hand and the conviction in his eyes, as deep and particular as oxygen entering cell walls. He needs, what? To stop her and to hold the thing he knows must be his, even though some part of him, back there in the dark, and because of tracking her inside and outside of time, notices the tough green leaves, probably a kind of tree he doesn't recognize as local, and he's only now seen that they're sprouting, and not just from her hands. She did not think, or did she, running towards herself and having no idea of where the next life might be. Out of sight seemed the place. She was inside and outside of him and visible, forced too soon by his definiteness. Her indefiniteness was not tolerable to his practiced will. She wanted the shape of a lintel. When Bernini chipped the final piece of stone from the block of marble, he saw what he'd done, but it was too late, and he'd already turned away.